Welcome to Tiny Victories, the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gerwich. And each week on the show, no matter how many drug dealers have tried to sell you woke coke in the week, we'll share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed. It's something we like to call a tiny victory.
That's right. So thanks for joining us. For the next 15 minutes or so, we invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop worrying about getting monkeypox. And I'll stop worrying about the moon wobble.
And I'll stop worrying about why Pittsburgh is painting fire trucks gray.
And now, let's get tiny.
I'm very excited about this week's show because it involves the tiny victory of being so happy for someone else. But first, today's episode is sponsored by Bright Cellars. Bright Cellars uses a wine algorithm to personalize wine selections to your taste. All you have to do is take their 30-second quiz and they'll match you with wines based on things you know you like, and then they send you the wines. Now, I love this because usually when people talk about terms of wines, they say things like notes of leather and oak. Well, I've never tasted leather or oak, but on the Bright Cellars quiz, I found out that I like fig and currant flavors. Now, that's something that's actually helpful. And what was really fun for me is when I got my selections in the mail, I tried wines that I wasn't familiar with. And my favorite was called Vanishing Act. Vanishing Act. There's so many ways to interpret that. And the best part was it was delicious. So help us support our supporters by supporting Bright Cellars. That's a lot of support in one sentence, but they're making it easy for you to do that, listeners, because for a limited time, Tiny Victories listeners get 50% off their first 6-bottle box from Bright Cellars by going to brightcellars.com/tiny. Head to brightcellars.com/tiny. That's brightcellars.com/tiny to receive 50% off your first 6-bottle order. Bright Cellars, discover wine you love. And then tell me which ones you liked.
Okay, so this episode requires a little bit of setup.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, because I'm visiting LA, it was the first time we had ever recorded in person. And I guess the phrase is, we just went on and on.
Yeah, you could put it that way. But what was really cool is when we were talking, Housie, you started talking about getting to see and hear about Brian playing his trumpet on stage.
He's
for
getting
the first
to perform
time.
Again for live people, which is what he loves.
And you just lit up, and that made me think, oh my gosh, this is a tiny victory. So we're going to play some audio from our conversation last week. You've talked about like how you went and performed, and that was like really good. But the joy that you talk about seeing Brian perform,
yeah,
is like a really different level and different kind of quality in your voice when you talk about that. And it's so beautiful.
I can't appreciate my own direct experience the way I can appreciate what's happening for him.
Okay, can I?
There's got to be some weird word for that.
I thought.
I'm dead inside? Is that the word?
Yes,
do you think that's the weird word?
I was going to say you're a hollowed out shell of a person. Well, no, but here's what I was going to say.
It.
I'm going to tell you that I think you're kind of wrong about that. Because I have seen you have joy in when you were in Ireland running the Secret Life of Boys. You had a lot of enjoyment. I'm going to remind you doing that job. Here's what I thought you were going for is that, like, you know how, like, in Inuit that there's, like, I don't know, 30 words for snow.
Snow rains.
Right? We don't have a word that gives you the kind of joy that you feel when it's love seeing someone else's joy. It's like,
yes.
There's, like, that's
it's
what I thought you were going to say.
Schadenfreude,
the opposite,
more joy from someone else's joy, extra joy that happens when someone you love experiences joy. Like,
yes,
there's a victory in that you can love that much and that,
yes,
you can have that experience that you're pointing out. And it would be another tiny victory,
uh-huh,
within this tiny victory,
uh-huh,
if we at some point learn the word for this.
I'm going to say that the one tiny victory right now is that we had a spontaneous episode. Because we're in the studio together, just chatting. And so we'll either discover what this word is. So if we can get that word, now you have homework.
We will.
That's a victory because we put out in the universe that we didn't know this word. And if there isn't a word yet, then
any language,
we coin it. If it is a foreign word,
yeah,
then we just start using it pretentiously.
I'd forgotten about some of that. So we left the studio on a mission and
we're going to take a quick break so you can hear from another show on the network. And when we come back, we'll tell you what happened.
Prepare yourself for the greatest pro wrestling podcast spectacular known as Tights and Fights. A fact-dropping audio showcase that helps you understand the world of pro wrestling with a lot of love and no toxic masculinity. Featuring host Danielle Radford.
Time to kick butt and chew gum, and I'm all out of butts.
Lindsay Cal.
I'm a brutal Brit, and my fists were made to punch and hit.
And Hal Lublin.
I was doing the voiceover this whole time.
Hear us talk about pro wrestling's greatest triumphs and failures.
And make fun of its weekly absurdities.
On the Perfect Wrestling Podcast.
Tights and Fights. Every Saturday on Maximum Fun.
Welcome back to Tiny Victories. I'm Annabelle Gurwitch.
And I'm Laura House. Annabelle, let us know how this turned out.
Well,
because I love it so much.
I know, me too. We called Maggie Rowe, who is...
Friend of Tiny Victories.
Friend, great writer, and word detective.
Yes.
And we said, do you have a word for what we were calling Schadenjoy? And, of course, she did. She called in. Let's hear what she said.
Hello. I am calling about the word mudita. Mudita is a Sanskrit and Pali word. I know it from the Buddhist tradition, and basically it means sympathetic joy, vicarious joy. So when you take pleasure or delight in somebody else's well-being, you know, they talk about it in terms of a parent with a child's success or health has mudita, sympathetic joy. And so it's the opposite of Schadenfreude. And what else about it? It's mudita is unadulterated by self-interest. So it's not sympathetic joy because we're on the same team and your success means my success. Mudita is just purely, I just get happiness when you're happy. That's it. Mudita. Bye.
Okay. How much do you love that she just, like, pulled that right out?
I love it so much. And, oh, I know it from Buddhist teachings. And here's what, anyway, that's it. Word detective.
It's so great to have that word. And the best part of what she said that I love is that she said, it's not like you've got a stake in that, you know?
Yeah.
That I didn't mean it just to be like a wordplay, but that just reminded me of something. Okay. So right during the pandemic, a couple months ago, my fantastic television agent, Bradley Glenn, was making a brisket soup. And
you just went from steak to brisket?
I know. I was like, okay. Oh, wait, that's terrible.
I have a brisket story.
It's terrible, right?
Like, it's perfect.
So sorry about this. But but it just reminded me of this story that, so he put a picture on Facebook of this amazing recipe. It looks so mouthwatering. I wrote on Facebook, oh my God, I need that. He said, okay, I'm jumping in my car. And he delivered a plastic container of this. It was so amazing. So I'm eating a bowl. And then I thought, wait a minute, this is so good. I can't just not share this. So I texted my kid and I said, do you want some brisket soup? It's amazing. They said yes. So then I went on a brisket run and I did like a handoff on the street corner. Again, like that 1980s drug deal. Not that I ever
COVID
did that.
COVID style, weekend touch. Sure.
But I dropped off. I just had to give this joy in a bowl to my kid. And then they loved it. And
yeah.
It was just, I just couldn't enjoy it without bringing joy to someone else. But, like, it was just brisket. I mean, it's not like, you know, I want you to go to college and earn a grade for whatever.
Well,
just,
that's
just
why
fun.
It's a tiny victory.
Yes.
But it is the joy of feeling someone else's joy. It's It's like joy dominoes. It's just like, oh, the joy of this and that. And then I was thinking of it of. So I have another tiny victory within this one of I got to apply the word just today. Huh. Yesterday, I'm talking to a friend and she was so excited for her friend who's in a movie. And she started sort of teared up when she talked about it. And I was like, I shared it. Oh, that vicarious joy. That's mudita. And I learned, as Maggie referenced, it's one of the four immeasurables in Buddhism. Like it's. I don't want to say God mind, but sort of shorthand. It's one of four attributes of like it's like a very compassionate.
Like it's like a higher developed kind of thing. Like we were just talking about that, that I don't think I had the capacity.
Exactly.
To feel mudita as much when I was younger. I was so self-centered. It was just about, you know, my life and accomplishing.
And there are times when we can't. You know, there's times earlier and there's times at times when we can't. And that was something she mentioned. I haven't always been able to feel that way. And so that's like another victory in there of even having the capacity to feel that and have that kind of love in your life where you can feel that kind of joy. It's so good.
It's so good.
I feel vicarious joy for us collectively.
I do too. We're just going to use the shit out of that mudita. We're
going to mudita it up.
Yeah. We're going to totally go for it. And listeners, I love to hear about your stories of mudita because it really is, just even thinking about it, it gives me that thing that I call a braingasm. It just makes my brain so happy.
Agreed. I'm all lit up about it.
All right. Well, that's the show for this week. Oh, a big thank you to Maggie Rowe, our resident etymologist and just all around higher level thinker.
She's fantastic. And thank you to everyone who calls in. We may not be able to share your victory right away, but we love doing episodes sharing listener victories. So please keep them coming. Like Annabelle said, we want to hear your muditas.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Call the Tiny Victory Hotline, 323-285-1675. You can also record your Tiny Victory on the voice memo app of your choice. Email us the audio. Our email is tinyvictories@maximumfun.org. And to help us get the word out about the show, it will give you some mudita to share.
Right? It's starting to sound like something I would order at a Mexican food restaurant.
Yeah, I feel
the muditas.
Yeah, it's going to like be like spicy, but also creamy. Just everything good.
Yes, a little crema, but definitely with a little pepper on it.
Oh my God, a little cilantro. Okay. If you think someone needs a little goodness, please tell them about the show.
Another way you can help out is by leaving us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and writing a review. Like you could write something like, I tell all my friends about this podcast because Laura and Annabelle are the best. I'm not putting words in your mouth, but that's something you could say.
Totally. And be sure to follow us on social media. Our show handle is @GetTinyPod on both Instagram and Twitter. You can follow us individually. You can follow me, Annabelle, @LAGerwich.
And my handle is @I'mLauraHouse. Thanks to Brian Swartz to muse this episode, and he also does our theme music. Our producer is Laura Swisher.
We'll see you next week. In the meantime, the more tiny victories you have this week, the more mudita we'll have for you.
That's how it works. This is a production of Maximum Fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.